The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
I believe we're podcasting. This is the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast.
You can basically find us wherever podcasts are listened to.
You can also find us on all the social deals, you know, like Instagram, Twitter.
The Facebook.
The TikTok.
The TikTok.
The TikTok.
Yep.
And hopefully at the end of this episode, we'll do a hot flash and Jen has finally found her hot flash. I'm going to take that away. Nope, I'm gonna steamroll that.
Nope,
and I'm gonna
doing
a cold
my,
flash.
Nope, I'm doing
going a cold
nope,
flash.
I'm doing mine because I finally have it, Kristen.
Fine. We've been.
Everyone's been waiting with bated breath. We can do two hot flashes.
Mine's a cold flash, so I'll
do hot flash, cold flash.
Great. Yeah, we'll start positive, and I'll end on a real tear, like I'm going to on this entire episode, because I'm worked up, you guys. I'm worked up.
Well, yeah.
I wore my elastic pants so I could breathe a lot during this episode.
Oh, are they elastic? Those are cute. Oh my God. Kristen's got these cute black pants on that I swear
are
to God.
They?
Let me tell you what they are exactly. These are the pair of pants that all of us had in red when we were in the seventh grade. They're like cotton and then they've got an elastic waist
right.
And they've got pockets.
Yeah. That's,
I love them.
They're like.
Wait, what grade did I say?
Fourth. Seventh.
That's not what I meant. I meant when we were seven.
When we're seven.
Yeah.
I was like, seventh grade, did you have any friends?
Because no,
I
God,
got
no,
that.
I
did wear them in seventh grade, and this explains a lot.
That's...
I'm wearing my comfortable pants that give me a lot of room to get fired up about this conversation
she
we're going to have today.
And stretch.
I can bend and stretch and make a point.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming to the podcast. Also,
I'm wearing a cat shirt with lasers on it, so I can.
That's actually really
cute. I can really come in and destroy in a cute way.
Yes, we're at the phase in our life where our fashion choices are like, will the kids like it?
This is literally why I bought it. I was like, oh, that's a silly shirt. Oh, my kids would love that. They're so into cats. They're into lasers.
Yeah.
So
here's my new favorite thing.
That's where I'm at. My husband's like, well, here goes my boner. Well,
right.
Sorry, buddy. I think he'd like it,
shirt.
Actually. Zinga.
It's a pussy with a laser focus, so he's like, well, that'll work.
Yeah,
that'll work. And
good
honestly
point.
It could
I'll
be like
explain it to him.
It could be like a big Johnson t-shirt.
He didn't
still
even know
like,
what I
fine.
Look like.
He's
not
care.
Gonna notice what
he,
I'm wearing.
If you got your boobs out, you're fine. It doesn't
there's
matter.
Not a thing he would. I don't think he knows my name anymore, you guys.
It's fine. We're all like ships in the wind.
Yeah.
I know we're living in a tiny house and I just see that guy that I've married, and I'm like, I will talk to you in about a year's time.
Yeah, let's just agree to not speak for a while, and then that way we can keep things amicable.
Right.
Amicable
and amiable. Likeable and deal with each other with a little bit of civility.
Is that
a word?
Yeah, no, that is.
What's up?
That's
high
good.
Performance
I really,
word.
I just want to, when I do things like I say seventh grade and I meant age seven, I'm still operating at some level of like,
Fog.
Yeah. Where I was telling Casey that I sleep so hard during the night. I usually wake up like five or seven times, like in the middle of the
to
night.
Pee-pee.
Definitely to pee pee. And then I haven't been. I just go to sleep.
I know.
And I'm asleep. And then I wake up and I'm like, am I peeing right now? Because I should have.
Your
gone
bladder's
so
like,
many times.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm like, maybe that Kegel I did last week's paying off.
The one. The
I'm
one
like,
Kegel's
you know, the
pelvic really
floor work I'm
guys,
doing.
The pelvic floor work I'm doing is if I sneeze hard, there is a hopeful containment reaction. That's my Kegel.
That's all you can hope
They happen
for.
While I sneeze.
I mean, the sneeze is the big test. If you can hold in pee while you sneeze, my hat's off to you because I
also,
can't.
Also, why do you care? I just black pants sort of like, and they've got elastic. I've given up.
Brace and make sure I'm not on a rug.
You know what I do. I like brace the area.
Yeah, she makes a cup with her hand.
And nobody wants to be with me at the grocery store when that happens. No. And I'm like, you know what I don't need? Your judgment, Greg. I'm buying a frozen pizza and I just sneeze peed. Fuck off.
You know what? Don't need to use the restroom at a grocery store because what do? They butcher meat in there because it's the most disgusting part of a grocery store.
Like, I will go in there and...
To poop. Well, in Target.
Target or the grocery store. That's why I don't plan on going to the grocery store at my poop time because I don't want to go into that bathroom.
But if
I have to, I don't feel bad about it because I'm like, oh, this has been destroyed. I'm not doing anybody any.
You know I'll crap anywhere.
I know.
That's one of my gifts.
It is. It's called it's poop confidence.
In a grocery store? I don't want to breathe the air
Have you ever pooped on a plane?
Yeah.
Have you pooped at a friend's house? Have you ever pooped on a date?
Pooped on a duck.
Like,
hold on a second. I answered an ad on Craigslist.
Not literally physically pooped on your date.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you're into, that's your business.
I am not into that, but there have been some dates I've wanted to.
Yeah, I think that's called a Cleveland steamer. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what the sexy kids are calling it these days. Okay. I'm going to go for it, and I'm just probably going to be fired up, and that's all there is to it. You all right? You breathing?
Yeah.
What? You were gone.
I don't know what's happening right now. Telling you, I'm in a little bit of a fog.
It's fine. I'll reel you in. Okay. So Jen and I recently went to Durant, Oklahoma to do a show at the Choctaw Casino. And it was so fun.
Amazing.
The show itself was really fun. After the show, we went to a country bar and listened to a guy sing. And we had a ball, right? That goes without saying. So grateful. Big audience. So many awesome women.
2,500 ladies. It was such a blast.
But I'm going to talk about a moment that was not a blast. In an effort to take apart and unpack this story, in an effort to understand the sociological means of women.
Well, I'll set it up, too, which Kristen said, you want to go to the pool? And I was like, nope, I'm going to sit in the smoke-filled room and I'm going to play penny slots, but there were some loose slots, if I may.
There were some loose slots.
Lots of slots. Kristen ran into a few loose slots herself.
Story. Okay. So I called Jen. I'm like, do you want to go to the pool? And she goes, no, I'm going to go down and play old lady penny games. Fine.
And get on my rascal and get into my tracksuit and I'm going to go down there.
Terribly allergic to cigarette smoke. It makes my voice go away. And knowing that I was doing a show that night, I was like, I can't go down there. I love playing blackjack. Also, I have a gambling issue and I'll stay there. Like, I'll forget I have a show and I'll just stay to play. And me and Doreen, the nighttime dealer, will just get along swimmingly. And it'll be 4 a.m. and I'll be like, oh fuck, supposed to be?
I had to get on a plane 10 minutes ago.
Right. So I hope the show went well, Jen. I hope the show went well.
You guys, she's fired up. She's got her arms crossed.
I do. I have my arms crossed and my pants up. Okay. So I call Jen and I say, you want to go to the pool? And she goes, no.
I did want to go to the pool, but I didn't want to be hot.
I know. Well, there you go. You didn't really want to go to the pool then because it's not air conditioned. It's a pool.
Well, so you see my difficult situation.
Yeah, your quandary.
But it's because I still got the fevery thing happening.
You want to go play.
I'm hot right now. I'm
fine.
I'm going to sweat through this sofa. I'm telling you guys.
All right. So I go to one end of the casino, there's these two huge towers. So it's like very, very far apart. And my hip's a little flared up. I'm not going to lie. So I find out where the other pool is because our pool for our side of the casino was broken.
Which is a bummer because it did have a slidey slide.
It sure did. And I was looking down to go on it. So I put on my mom's suit. And it's the swimming suit you like. It's the roughly.
It's my favorite. I love that one. It's so cute.
Cap sleeve with a tummy control middle. You know, it's one of those. And I've got my House Beautiful magazine. I've got my casino hat.
That's a little bit of heaven right there.
Right. But I'm just painting a picture that threatening I am not. I am wearing a very high-waisted short that is very wrinkled from my suitcase. I've got on flip-flops. I've got on a crossbody bag. You're not checking me out. That's what I'm saying. You're not checking me out, and that's okay. That was the vibe
for. I'll get to my opinion on this, but I think that might be part of the problem.
So I make my way to this pool, and let me explain something to you. I had to basically take a 747 to this sucker. I had to wait for a shuttle. I had to get on another shuttle.
So glad I didn't go.
I was in the shuttle with five guys that took a private airplane from some other part of Texas, and we had to drop them off first. I was in the shuttle for 40 minutes. So I got to the other side of the pool.
It's just the other side of the parking lot.
It's me.
No, I was like, man.
I go, we're going to the pool, right? And he's like, yeah, I just got to drop off these gentlemen. And I was like, oh.
In Waco, Texas.
4.5 hours away. Fine. Mm. So I'm looking forward to going to the pool. I get to the pool. It is happening. It's the only place that's open. And like, it's, you know, like a swim up bar. It's a casino pool.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time. Oh, man. So you know me, I get real. This is one thing you might not know about me, but I get really like inspired and gooey when we do a show at a casino because we get to kind of sneak around and see all the women having a good time together. And you know, I love that. So I'm like, so I find this one chair and I like sit down and I'm like looking at the pool and I'm probably have this like really gooby face on it. I'm like looking at all these groups of women and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to the show. Oh, look at them. They're all so happy together. They're like really enjoying each other. And there was this other group over to the right that were like talking to each other and laughing. And I was like, this is really awesome. And that's whenever I say that to myself is when shit goes down.
Can I set it up a little bit too? Because you sat down in a chair and there were no international symbols for this is taken.
No. Okay. Just a sit. I'm just seating. I'm just...
Even a dirty towel on it.
Nothing.
We all get
there
that.
There was a fresh towel and they handed me a fresh towel when I walked in.
Okay.
So I sit down. Not a person around me.
Okay.
There's a cabana behind me. And obviously it's got people. There's nobody in it, but I can tell there's shoes and towels and whatever. But I just sit down at the empty chair.
You don't go into the cabana.
No. This if lovely...
Look, there are days I'm like, you've got table service in there. Oops, I'm going to accidentally wander in here and help myself. That's who I am.
Different. I hadn't had any drinks yet. I hadn't had any. I was not territorially free. I was kind of shy because I was by myself.
Yeah, when you're by yourself,
you feel
kind
of weird. And like at that moment when you take off your shorts, and you're like, here we go.
Yep.
And
I know everybody's waiting for this.
Yeah, here we go.
Here,
and everybody probably feels really good about themselves. So I take off my shorts. I make sure that my downstairs doesn't have any stragglers. All's good. I shaved well. I feel good. I sit in the chair and I'm like, it's hot. It's very hot. And I'm thinking, I've got a window of about 20 minutes before I get out of here. This is not going to last long. That's important to this story. So I sit down and all of a sudden there's this really cute, really sweet girl next to me. And she's got this wonderful smile. And she's like, are you Kristen from My Mom So Hard? And I go, yeah. And she goes, I'm coming to your show tonight. It's my anniversary. My husband's gambling. I'm here by myself. Can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, absolutely. So I jump out. Take a picture with her. She's like, I'm so sorry to bother you. I was like, not at all. You're so awesome. Thank you. And I sit down. And so then in my head, I'm like, this is awesome. What we do is awesome. You know, I'm having like this gooey, weird moment. And all of a sudden I see this group of women in the pool and they're in a circle and they're all kind of looking at me and I smile at them. But then like they're kind of going about their business. So I'm like, great. I'm going to start to read my magazine, my House Beautiful magazine. All of a sudden, I hear one of the women say, go get her, Tammy. So I wonder in my head, like,
go get her, Tammy.
Like, go get me to come take a picture or like say hello, right? So this woman comes up to me and I'm looking at her with a smile that's so dorky that I wish I could erase that moment of like, oh, you guys are awesome. I bet you're coming to the show tonight. So presumptuous. And she goes, did anyone say you could sit here? And I go, and I insta become like an 8-year-old that's been like had my feelings hurt. And I go, oh my gosh, no,
she's
nobody
like
did say.
Disciplining you. She's talking down to you.
She had her hands on her hips and she waited until I left. I had to put my shorts on. I felt like I wasn't wearing underwear. Like I was like, my choo-choo was out and I was trying to put shorts on. I felt so weird. And she was like watching me. And then she kind of looked back to her friends. Like she had a moment. Like if she like, ooh, well, I'm showing this middle-aged woman that's clearly not going to stay in the sun for very long because she's already pink. I'm going to show her something a time or two. So I got up and the woman that took the picture with me was mortified on my behalf, which I find out later she went to the like staff and was like, you guys should have given her a cabana because she's Kristen from My Mom So Hard, which makes me so happy and proud because she was like defending me. But as I walked away and I felt so stupid and I felt so embarrassed, I was like, I was trying to think outside myself because as a comedian, we do that. We think like, oh, this moment will be funny someday.
Yeah.
But right now it didn't feel funny. In that moment, it didn't feel very funny. It felt terrible and I felt embarrassed and it kind of like messed up my head a little bit. I was like, oh, but it made me think like, can we unpack this? And couldn't that have gone such a different way?
Couldn't that have gone a different way, ladies?
Like, was it so important to get out and assert yourself to this woman who is clearly like one of you and is like reading a home decor magazine and is wearing a suit that's like a reasonable, I was not a threat, nor did I, they weren't in the cabana. I wasn't walking up on a party, like sitting in front of them. I literally thought the chair was not taken. So to come up and go, did somebody say you could sit here? Was such like an asshole eighth grade move that I wanted to like come out of my skin.
I kind of wish you would have gone, yeah, that guy, and pointed to somebody that worked at the pool and been like, ma'am, what are you doing? Throwing me at, like, that guy said I could sit here.
Yeah, Jeremy said I could.
He specifically pointed out this chair and told me that I should sit here.
Yeah.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And now I'm going to sit here until I have blisters.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on my poop confidence
and I'm going to shat right in front of this cabana.
I'm going to leave a Cleveland steamer right on your fucking cabana floor.
You were going to do and how long were you going to stay there and were you, I don't.
You know, I thought about this a lot in my car when I was having conversations with myself and I think a couple things happen when those situations happen. First of all, like, I think women are awesome and we have always been so like pro woman and being like, this is so awesome, this thing we do. And whenever we do the shows, we always feel like incredibly grateful that there's this crew of 2,000 women. It's so inspiring. But at the same time, we're not dumb. We know that there's this idea that like cattiness happens. Women are being mean to each other. We don't want to see each other succeed. We can all get to a certain level, but don't get too high. Don't go too far. Don't get too thin. Don't get too fit. Don't be too successful because then you're going to change.
Instead of just being fucking nice. I think we see women being their best selves or their most in like, this is all I've got right now self, which is good.
Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, which is good. I'm confused about why in that moment, because there's so many ways to handle that. Was it like, Tammy got divorced and Roger used to walk all over her and we are going to build up her confidence. Tammy, go get her. Tell her she's not going to sit in your fucking seat.
I 100% think that's really what it is. I do. I have this theory. I believe that we as women, myself included, I believe as women, as we age, we feel very invisible and we do not feel good about ourselves. Everything around us tells us like once you age, like you're no longer viable. Like, especially after like your plumbing starts to change, you're like, fuck, well now I can't even have babies. So now I'm even less important. And so then we start asserting ourselves in weird fucking ways because we have no self-esteem. So like you take it out on somebody. That's why we see all these Karen videos. They're yelling at someone because their existence happens kind of sucks. So I think these women are getting their ass kicked by life. And so they took a moment where they're like, well, I can control this situation. I can go assert myself. Well, how about you fucking assert yourself on city council? Do something fucking better than taking it out on some woman that's just sitting there in a goddamn momkini reading a magazine. Well, like, that's going to be where you're going to wield your sword? Is
that's
that
what I was going to say is, I think if you would have looked like some major bitch, she probably wouldn't have talked to you that way.
Right.
But you look nice and they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I can take her.
She's easy prey. Yeah. I'm going to go like embarrass her.
And... Yeah, I'm like a deer with a broken leg. Like, I'm easy prey, baby. Like, come at me. It's not going to take much.
I don't like that. And I'm surprised because Kristen's not a lilting flower either. Like,
I was in that moment. That's what pisses me off, too. I was.
But what could you have? I don't know. It's always like you want to say something, but what could you have said that would have?
Well, I worked that out in my car, too. Here's a couple. Here's what I wish I would have said. I wish I would have said, oh, you mean this chair? I'm going to pay for this entire cabana and all your drinks because I fucking can. But I can't because we're doing a home renovation. Yeah, but I wish I could have said something like cool. Like, I wish I could have just done the right thing, been a bitch about it, rose above it, and looked like a baller. Yeah, I didn't have my skill set with me.
I'm going to see your catty bitchiness and I'm going to raise you the nicest thing anyone's ever done for you bitches.
Right. I'll be like, do you work on commission? Huge mistake. Huge. I would have had a pretty woman moment. But then I started thinking about myself and going, well, Kristen, have you ever been like that? Have you ever taken it out? And the answer is, of course. Like, if I'm getting my ass kicked and, like, in a moment I feel like I was a little snotty to, like, somebody on customer service, there's, you know, shit rolls downhill. I'm not perfect. I'm talking about this particular situation that I was in. And my answer is, I never would have done to them what they did to me. And I know for a fact, because we've had this situation happen to us, we were in one of our crew. Yeah, we were in one of our very few trips, and we took a girl's trip to this is not my choice, a freaking yoga place.
It was lovely.
The drinks were weak. I had an ass injury.
Not if you had like 14 of them.
Yeah, I tried. I was like, finally a buzz. But I had pulled my ass muscle. I was not in a good mood. We were at this yoga retreat. We get in this pool. When I don't feel good, I don't like to meet new people. I kind of get like inward. But this woman was in the pool with us. She was super nice. We start like all chatting. Finally, we're like, you want to join us for dinner? And it comes out later that she was grieving the loss of her mom.
Yeah.
Like that, we don't know what people are going through. So why choose to be a bitch when you can choose to be nice? Like, or if it really is that important to you that I am sitting in your cabana, could you've done it in a nicer way? And by the way, you were in the fucking cabana.
Do you wonder? Okay, I have so many thoughts about this, but do you wonder if maybe they knew you were Kristen from My Mom So Hard and they thought you could sit wherever the fuck you want?
That makes them a bigger dick. That makes them worse. If they knew that it was me and they know me to be me.
Yeah.
And they know that, like, that makes me not like them anymore.
You, you're humanized, too, so it's, like, to be mean to you. But
I didn't go down in a fucking robe with feathers around my neck.
Well, that's what...
I was wearing a Choctaw Casino hat, for the love of God. I was afraid I was going to burn.
Well, when you told me the story, I remember thinking, like, it's hard to be by yourself in those situations.
It was the worst.
I wish I would have been there because it wouldn't have. Those are also the situations where I do go insane.
You are good at that. I have a weird little bit of like Kristen turns into like little Kristen and I can't defend myself. But if it's somebody being mean to you or somebody in my camp or in my life, then I'm like hot button. But if it's for myself, it makes me, it's a weakness, I think. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have just. I don't know
how you would have come out looking like a hero. I would have just come out looking like a psycho. I can guarantee you. Because I would have been like, you know what? Adults don't speak to each other this way. They speak to each other in a more respectful way. Am I the first person to ever say that to you? I bet not.
God, I wish I would have said that. I wish I would have said that.
And she would have been like,
yeah,
fuck you. Then we would have gotten ugly. Gotten real ugly.
I would have been like,
but...
pulled my hoops, and I still would have been thinking about my response. I want to have a good response.
No, I did one time when I was at Home Depot. I was like 14 months pregnant. I was so pregnant. And evidently, my car was blocking this woman, so she couldn't back out, like I was waiting for a spot.
Yeah.
And she was super mad about it. And when people are in a hurry and they yell at you, what I like to do is move very slowly to make it worse for them.
It's a counterattack.
Totally. And so.
Did you get out of your car so pregnant? Because that would have showed her everything.
You could see that I was like, my stomach was up.
Your seat was all the way back in the back seat, and then your stomach was driving. I get that.
She called me like a name, and I don't remember exactly what she said, but I remember it like very clearly in what car she was driving. And she's like, what are you, like an idiot or something? She's like, what are you, an idiot? Can't you see that people are trying to drive? And I go, can't you see that I'm trying to park?
Yeah.
And then I said, you're not very fucking nice. I bet I'm not the first person to say that to you, am I? And she goes like, she like thought about it. She like had this look in her eyes. I'm like, somebody in the last couple of days told her she was a straight up bitch. And like, now she's seen the pattern happen. And I was like, well, there you go, lady. I do get so mad though in those moments. And I don't, I'm sure it's like some PTSD, like stress trauma from my past or something where I'm like, oh, I'm going to die today. Yeah. Okay.
Some people's reactions to things are like your fired upness comes from different things. I mean, I remember I was having a terrible day. I was with the kids. I was at Trader Joe's and a woman totally like in my head, she like darted in front of me and took my spot. And I like my window was down and I like yelled at her. And then she got really upset. And then I realized the kids were in the car and they saw me.
Yeah.
Yell at this woman. I was like, that's bad modeling. So then I got upset. So then I got out of the car and I apologized to her and then we became friends. But yeah. I was like, it's just such a good reminder that like you do leave breadcrumbs. Like the way you treat people is going to be it's going to directly affect the rest of your days and your lives. And I'm not on a pedestal. I'm not saying I haven't had low moments. God knows I have. And by the way, there's other things that why women are not nice to each other. Like jealousy, I experience jealousy all the time. I experience what it's like. It feels good to be petty sometimes. I get that. We're natural humans that are women and there's things that come with that. We're not all kumbaya and hold hands, but I just thought that was such a good example and a thing that we could unpack about like new choice. Jen and I are both improvisers, and I think improv does help your brain to make new choices. Will you explain what the game New Choice is?
Oh, it's like you're doing a scene with somebody, and then somebody's watching you do the scene.
Right.
So whatever you say, the person who's watching can just randomly say New Choice, and you have to come up with a completely new phrase. So it's like, I'm going to order a sandwich.
New Choice.
I'm going to order a raw chicken.
Right.
I'm going to
order food poisoning.
Yeah.
You
just have to come up with something new.
I love this game for all those artsy, heady reasons that you can imagine. Because in my head, I was like, new choice. Like, what could have been a new choice for them? What could have been a new choice for me? How could I have walked out of there not feeling so, like, clobbered? How could those women, could there have been one in that group to say, she's just sitting there. She's not doing anybody any harm. Like,
yeah. I feel like you or I would have been like, she's on her period. Give her this.
Yeah.
Or like, something, you know?
Like, just choose to do something that feels a little bit more like you can still assert yourself and you can look cool, or you can assert yourself and look like a bitch, which is what we all think women sort of do. So can't we start like doing it the other way and prove that we can be nicer, generally speaking? Like,
well, I do.
I just think it sucks.
I do have to say just one caveat is that you can react as a man would and it's a perfectly acceptable response, but you get called a bitch if you say the exact same thing.
Right. And I hate the word bitch. I'm using it in this example because it's, I think like, I don't look at those women and think they're bitches. I look at those women and go, I bet there's more to your story.
But
the truth is like, I'm just a human being. And if you're being, can I say cunt? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You can cancel that.
No, I say that word if the cunt fits, wear it. And I think we know I'm very comfortable saying that word, but
I'm not.
This is the thing, I think. And like, I'm not happy. Like when that story with the woman in the Home Depot, I probably have three or four of those incidents. One and was in the Porto's parking lot. They make me feel dirty.
Porto's parking lot.
That's tricky. First of all,
it's a bakery, so you need sugar. Again, so you're already on edge.
I was also very pregnant at the time.
Jen loved Porto's pregnant.
Don't mess with me. Pregnant, evidently, is the thing.
Hormonally, you are shifting and you are moving back and forth. But we all are. Isn't it that truth?
But like, I feel dirty about doing it. I don't feel good about it. And no. I always wish that I would have like had a kinder response, maybe that made somebody be like, oh, God, I was a real jerk in that situation to that person. I didn't need to be. But the truth is some people are jerks. They're always going to be.
Right.
You know, like and most of the time they don't care. Like you can say something and don't care. They don't care about it, you know? But I think 99% of the time people are having a bad day. And if they meet your bad day, that's when it's bad. So luckily she's having a bad day and you weren't. And I think you did the right thing. I am sad that you feel so bad about it.
I was so weird. I walked like a shame circle around the pool by myself. It was like I was a beacon of sadness. And they probably needed to kick me out of the pool just because I was breaking everybody's buzz. I was like, what do I do with myself?
Where do I go? Was probably like, oh, you were really hard on her.
I hope so. I'm going to believe that because I believe that I'm going to believe in the good because I think it's really cool and sexy when somebody goes against the grain and just says the right thing or says the thing that everybody wants to say but isn't brave enough to say.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there was like, I don't know, like a Kelly in the group and she was like, you guys are really hard on her. She's just sitting reading a magazine. What the hell? Like, and then everyone is like, yeah, you're right. I'm on my period. And then it would all been okay. Well, that's what I hope.
I don't think. And hey, does this mean that I'm that woman? I don't think I am. But I don't think I've ever been in a group of women that's been okay to say, go be mean to somebody. Even when I was a kid. Like, I don't.
No, because I was the one they were mean to. I was on the receiving end. I was a very easy target. But then we get into, like, bullying and...
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
It is that. And
that's adult bullying, and it was a numbers thing. It
right.
Was, shoot, there was a bunch
it's
of them.
Always, we are always a little brave, more brave when there is either just a comment button below or a group behind to support you. And, like, I always think, like, when we get nasty comments every now and then, I'm like, this woman would not say this to me if she was in front of me. She just wouldn't. She wouldn't say it this way. We can totally disagree. She would say it in a kinder way because I know because we've experienced that.
Yeah.
And like, I think about that before. I don't think I've ever left a nasty comment except on one page. I saw these girls that were in bikinis and I thought they were too thin. And I said, oh, I think you're too skinny. And I got murdered with like body shaming stuff. I still stand by it. I was concerned they weren't going to get their periods anymore. It was a very long time ago, and I was probably having a bad day and not feeling very skinny. I was postpartum, but I was like, yeah, I don't need to make shitty comments on these pages. I'm not standing next to this person.
Yeah,
you know, it just feels like where do we start? Like, I think we can start making it move towards a better, nicer direction, like supporting women instead of thinking, oh, there's, you know, that stupid notion, like, there's room enough for all of us. I fucking hate that statement.
Oh, God, there is, though.
But I hate that statement because of course there is.
Oh, yeah, but people don't think that. Like, people
that's
are coming
my problem.
From, like, a
I
very...
never think about that because I think there obviously is.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that just shows, like, your evolution. It's like a very weird, scared animal place to be that, like, whatever you get takes away from me. You know,
right. I only think about that when I'm at a table with either sushi
or
wings.
Yeah. When you're doing the pizza math. And
don't go for seconds.
No,
you
need to make sure everybody has had it.
Right. Because I've strategically placed the first biggest piece for myself and I'm waiting when I can play my second hand. But don't go diving in right away. Like,
we all get that math. So I did one thing that we're at the pool because I do think that girls learn early, kids learn early, like, to be scared or to, like, they see how their mom behaves with other women, and then that's, like, how
sure.
They're
modeling
going
is
to
the
behave.
Most, it's the only thing. Yeah. It does not matter what you say. It matters what you do. 100%. Ask any teacher, ask any educator, what they see at home, how they see you work, how they see you behave
yeah.
is how they will take in information and do it for themselves.
I always say to mine, like, you don't have to be friends with everybody. Because Delilah told me the other day that her arch enemy sits at her table. I go, number one, you are 7 years old. You don't have an arch enemy and you're not a superhero. There's no reason. And I was like, I got the backstory just to make sure that he hadn't done anything egregious, wasn't like horrible. And I think they're an evenly matched set of foes. Not worried about it. They'll
date someday.
Probably. I said, you don't have to be his friend, but you can't exclude him. You can't be mean to him. You can tell him if he's being mean.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is like, you have to be nice to people. Don't listen to me when I'm in the Porto's parking lot, because I will throw down with
Home
some
Depot.
Grandma.
Those are two. Yeah. That's what I say. I say, don't listen to me in the car.
Not as I do, yeah. Sort of situation. And I do think probably the kids being around might be the only thing that would keep me from
behavior could improve. Eleanor's like, I always count the seconds before you call someone an idiot. And I'm like, well, there's a little, window into me. What's my average? She's like 30 seconds. And I'm like, well.
That feels like a long time. That feels like a very patient amount of waiting, Eleanor, just by the way.
So I say to my kids all the time, new choice, which is so. We also have theater rules, like, you know, we're out the door in 5 minutes. And I go, thank you, five. Like, we're that family. I'm sorry. Like, we run on sports metaphors and theater timing. I don't know what to say.
They do snap fights, too, just like it's West Side Story.
Yeah, that's what I should have done to that woman. I should have, like, and then all the women would have come out of the, that'd be amazing. That makes me feel better.
And then you guys could have done one of those synchronized water ballet kind of things when everything had, like, resolved itself.
She's a threat. What?
That would have been beautiful.
She's a threat in her mom's suit.
I just would have shit in the pool, you guys. Yeah, I should have. That's what
would
be better than that. In those situations, it might not be what you think or feel to be nice. It kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just kind of be polite. Because God, I've really got to change my ways.
Unless you're pregnant at Porto's.
I know.
Or pregnant at Home Depot, or just pregnant in general, or nursing or postpartum, then you get,
I do think you sort of feel like a weak animal when you're super pregnant. Like, you feel like you're a little, like, you can't defend yourself, you know? I was like, man, I can't not only defend myself, I can barely walk. Look at these ankles, man.
And again, this is a micro. Our macro is that, like, I think I would do an entire episode of just about all the fun women that we met after the show at the, was it Gilly's, where Jimmy Wooten was playing, and we did the pretzel, and I did a shot of Fireball, and we met all those women, and they just took time to, like, give, like, a really nice compliment. I should be talking about that, but instead
I think both things are the same thing, which is, it isn't macro as it begins, it's micro as it begins. Like, you throw a rock in the water and it ripples, and, like, somebody is mean to you, and it can make you short with your kids. It makes you have a bad day. But somebody is nice to you, and it can really give you strength and power and the energy and the boost that you need.
Right.
To, like,
there's nothing more appreciated in your day when you're having a shitty day and somebody turns it around for you.
Yep.
That, and then you go back into the world and your day doesn't suck as much.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful moment. I think I want to remind myself I'd rather do that than. I'd rather buy a woman that's sitting in our cabana a drink and have her enjoy herself. And then if I want my seat back, I've earned the right to do it in a gracious way if my friends are coming back to the cabana. But I'm going to remind myself of that. You know what I mean? Because that's who we are. That's definitely who you are. Like, in a million years, we never would have. Never.
Never so, would have made somebody leave.
And I don't need everybody to, you don't have to write and say, like, that feel sorry for me. I'm fine. This is just a good conversation and a good reminder that, like, it feels better to be cool about something than to be an asshole.
I really do think, and if this can be the little, like, pebble that makes a ripple, is I think you and I, which is why we do this and why we believe in this that we do, and we love to see those shows, is if we saw a woman by herself, we would assume she's getting her ass kicked like any other mom is and is getting to hang out at the pool. I think we would have been like, this is our cabana. Are we going to bother you? Are you? If you
100%.
If you're wanting to relax and take a nap,
we would have been
like,
we'll go into the pool.
We,
you need a nap.
I think he just, it's the thing of like, just assume people are having a hard time.
That's what I think. And also like, I think that's what we have been given.
Yeah.
So this one little, this one weird little moment, I think is a good talking point because we don't have a lot of them. We've been really supported and we feel really lucky. And I think that's a good note to end on is like, be the pebble in somebody's good day.
We're not trying to put you on blast, Tammy. We're just saying, don't be so cunty. Been dying to do this
hot flash. You guys, she's built it up. It's
not going to be even close to as exciting. You guys, I do. Kristen's really good at Instagram, and it is like
you got to be good at
trying
something.
To use a fax machine for me. I'm like, what does this thing do? I'm like my grandma trying to
and watching her try to find someone that she's like, I found this. Here's the it's a kiss of death for me. Jen goes, I found this really funny thing on Instagram. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to take her 7 minutes to watch her scrolling. And I'm going to be like, look at her new manicure. That looks nice.
Well, I wonder if I need to get my tires rotated. She moves so quickly and I move so slowly. I can see her be like, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm like, what does it look like? What was it? Can you describe it? I probably saw it. Where is it?
Well, I'm going to.
4 weeks later, she has found a hot place.
I finally found it because I now that I found him, he's going to come up all the time. Okay. So I'm going to just break down to you a couple things what's great about this guy. He's about the best dancer you've ever seen.
Ooh.
He is a street dancer.
Ooh.
And his Instagram is It's Slavic, which I know you're a Slavic dame and you're into the Slavic guys. So.
That guy has nothing but a jawline to offer.
His name is Vic White, you guys. He's got 2.4 million followers on Instagram. And all he does is create these like beautiful joy videos. I'm going to show you.
Oh,
I'm going to show you. Look at him.
Oh,
he's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I'm on Instagram too much. I totally know this guy. And I think he just did one where he's crumping, and it's the hottest thing I've ever
this
seen.
This one?
Oh, my God.
Look at him.
God.
He's got beautiful blonde curly locks. I'm sorry, Channing Tatum, but you need to step up your game, yo.
This guy is so good. What's his name again? It's Slavic?
It's Slavic is his handle. It's Vic White. I do think he's big in other countries.
I think he's big in my pants. Here, go back. Go back. Okay. There's one where he crumps. It's right here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa. And he's got a guy dancing with him who's just as good of a dancer.
Look at this.
Oh, with the hat. Holy shit, you guys. He is in. He must
my
also
waistband
work
is tight
out.
All of a sudden. All day long, that guy. He's probably 20.
All the Slavs, we get a lot of like, oh, you can't dance, but I tell you, Vic White's here to show you.
Vic White is here to show everybody that
that's
we're
worth
more
the wait.
Than just...
I'm sorry. That's hard. It was hard to find. Yeah. I've been trying for
he's
3 weeks.
He's got 2.4 million followers.
Yeah, and it's just him dancing. He's amazing.
Somebody
we'll share
that,
it on
that has 120 followers posts a funny meme. I can find him. It's weird. I should be better at standardized tests. And my ability to memorize totally useless shit is off the radar, but I cannot, like, for the life of me, like, remember a recipe. Good luck. Never gonna happen.
I know. It's, you know what? It's your ADHD put to good use because my brother-in-law exact same way. I was like, did you send me that meme that's got a woman with a Home Goods tattoo on it? He's like, wasn't me. But then 2 minutes later sends me this.
Yeah. TJ Maxx Home Goods. Goddamn. If that's real, fucking hell.
My queen,
if that's
you guys,
a commitment
to
that.
She's got a tramp stamp.
Somebody getting a tramp stamp for a joke, you're on another level.
Yeah, or maybe she lost a dare. I don't know.
God, that's a big dare. There's a woman currently on social media who lost a bet with her husband and had to go through labor wearing one of those.
I saw that asshole!
The Star Wars.
Chewbacca. Brrr. Yeah.
So every time she went to push, she would go. Brrr. That was a pretty good Chewbacca, right?
That was pretty good.
You know. So,
I can't do it. That was really good.
Really push. And it's, I'm like, the fact she went through with it, the fact that he dared her that.
That's a good marriage.
But that's why they're pregnant. And maybe at Porto's, you should wear a mask next time.
No, I was not that friendly. If my husband would have said that, I would have been like, lean in for a kiss. I would have grabbed him by the neck. I would have pulled out his trachea, showed it to him. I was so
fair,
unhappy as a pregnant woman.
That's how it goes. Should we end on a mom box? Mom box.
Okay. I'm going to read this to you. And this is just a general, you know, besides Instagram, I really figuring out TikTok. If you're over like seriously 25 years old, that's next level thing to figure out. Kristen's got it down.
Somebody asked me if we snapped and I literally was like, I go.
Oh, Snapchat. Oh,
because,
yeah.
Oh, you know who?
They were 22. They were at our
show. We had two guys that came to our show in Oklahoma. Both of them were 22 years old and they came to the casino and they were like, this kind of seems fun. And they bought tickets to our show and they came after the show to the bar and they were so excited to meet us. And my head was spinning. I was like, what the hell? I go, you guys seem too young to be married. And they're like, we're not married. I go,
they were college students.
They were college juniors.
Yeah.
And they were studying business at the local college and like came to the show. First comedy show they've ever seen.
Yeah. Amazing. They stayed and got pictures.
We got a picture, but they were like, I don't know, talking that
they only
language.
Use Snapchat,
they go,
you
they
guys.
Go, is this how we tag you? And I saw the hashtag and they go, snap us back. And I go, what do you mean snap you back? They were like, are you not on Snapchat? And I was like, I can't learn one more
thing. I handed him my phone and said, download the app, set it up, make it an easy
password. Under? I want the picture so bad. If they're listening, they need
if
to
your
send
mom's
it
listening.
I think one of them's name was Carter. And another kid's name was like Kylie or something like that. It was like a like
they
his
were
mom,
lovely.
They were
well
so
done, moms.
Sweet.
They were such nice guys.
You know, Snapchat is largely used for nudes.
Nudes?
Well, I'll send not them, but Kristen, I'll send you some.
Wait, is that how you get money? Is that fans only thing?
No.
Snapchat because it disappears. You can't do a screenshot of it?
You can, but you get notified if someone takes a screenshot.
Oh, did you see Tommy Lee posted a picture of his junk last week?
When hasn't he? That's not a surprise.
Yeah, I know, but
give
he deleted
somebody
it.
That's not a surprise.
But I don't know what the settings are on my phone because I tried to look it up. I couldn't find it. Everything was blurred that I looked
up. I'll tell
up.
You this. Jason Momoa sent us a picture with him holding our wine glass, and it was one of those. And I don't think he intended to do this, but it was one of those that goes
say,
away.
Yeah, a wiener show, and I was like,
no, it's not a big enough phone. so
I had to look at it on my iPad.
I had to get my laptop out for that one.
Yeah.
But he sent a picture of him holding our wine glass, but it was one of those that like timed and went away. I have never been shaking more. I was like at the ready, like taking screenshots, and then we used it in our live show. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
So if wait, snaps are naked?
Kid. A lot of them are. At least that I don't have it anymore because it was like.
Wait, were people men sending you nakies?
Yeah, or asking for them.
Well, that's how the kids
no
get in trouble.
I think it's
huh?
more. It's more now. Like it's more that you can watch stuff on it. It's more of a social media app. But I'm wondering
I don't
if
need
they
it.
Were.
I don't need anything that goes that quickly.
Does it go by that fast? So it's just a picture shows up, then it goes away.
Yeah.
So you send a picture of your boobs, and then it goes to somebody, and then it goes away.
Maybe I'll get that for my husband.
I'm not doing that.
He gets real embarrassed when I send him. And then it ends up in the family cloud, and I'm like, oh, the babysitter sees that. I don't
You know
that.
I'm going to send it to the wrong person, so I don't.
1,000%.
I don't need to send a picture of my naked junk to Dennis Gubbins, and then he's like, why are you sending me in TikToks about your nakedness?
You know, as long as your face isn't in it. Okay, you know. But TikTok, this is long. I'm going to read it, though. It's so great, though.
God, this is long.
This
you need
is,
my reader?
You know what? This is what we do. This is basically, this is that ripple effect I'm talking about of it can be naughty shittiness or it can be goodness, okay?
Okay, go for it.
For anyone who isn't on TikTok, I wanted to share a story. This is Dave Richard is the original poster. And it was a while ago, but I just saw it getting shared, okay? 1 week ago, a TikTok user with Parkinson's posted a video expressing anger over how tiny the pills are for treating Parkinson's.
Interesting.
And it makes it really difficult to pick them up because they have Parkinson's. So 4 days ago, a guy who directs country music videos for a living and wasn't previously famous on TikTok for anything except showing obscure facts about Snapple, taught himself how to use a Fusion 360, a design modeling tool, so he could design a pill bottle that solves the problem. Problem was, though, he didn't own a 3D printer, so he posted the video of his design and offered to share schematics with anyone who wanted to test it or improve upon it, and all the schematics are open source. I've chills on my face. 3 days ago, dozens of engineers and a 3D printer enthusiast began working on the project and started refining and tweaking to get tolerances where they needed to be and ensuring that it actually met the needs of those who it was being designed for. 13 hours ago, there is a working prototype. As of 13 hours ago, there's a working prototype. It has less plastic than your average McDonald's toy and should be priced as such. The original designer has gotten a patent attorney to ensure it remains an open source, and the patent itself will be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. In the meantime, for anyone who needs one and doesn't want to wait until the manufacturing and scale begins, they can get one at cost from the engineers printing them at home. And that is how you ripple good.
Ripple good. That is awesome. That is awesome.
It's amazing, right?
That's amazing what people can do when they put their heads together for a good reason.
Yeah, ripple good.
Ripple good. Now, wait a minute. Snapchat is naked, guys?
Yep. I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Okay,